Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Project Mind Control Sidney Gottlieb, the CIA, and The Tragedy of McCultra by John Lissell examines one of the most controversial episodes in Cold War U.S. intelligence, the CIA program commonly known as MCultra, and the people, institutions, and fears that sustained it. Centered on chemist Sidney Gottlieb, the book traces how anxieties about communist brainwashing and national security competition helped justify radical experimentation aimed at influencing perception, behavior, and resistance to interrogation. Lissell situates MCultra within a larger ecosystem of secrecy, interagency rivalry, academic and medical involvement, and weak oversight, showing how research ambitions and bureaucratic incentives could outrun ethics. Rather than treating the story as a simple conspiracy, the narrative emphasizes the human costs, including the risks to unwitting subjects and the long tail of trauma, legal battles, and public distrust. The result is a focused history of power and accountability that illuminates how democratic societies can drift toward abuse when fear and secrecy dominate decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Cold War fear and the search for behavioral control. A central topic is how Cold War paranoia shaped the CIA appetite for mind control research. The book explores the period when reports of communist re-education, POW confessions, and propaganda successes convinced U.S. officials that psychological manipulation had become a strategic weapon. In that environment, intelligence leaders tended to treat uncertainty as danger, preferring to overinvest in speculative capabilities rather than risk falling behind. Lissell shows how the language of national survival reframed ethical boundaries. What would be unacceptable in peacetime could be rationalized as necessary experimentation in a shadow war. This framing also encouraged a technical mindset, the belief that complex human experiences like belief, memory, and compliance could be engineered through chemicals, sensory disruption, and psychological stressors. By tracking the institutional pressures that rewarded bold initiatives, the book clarifies how an agency could pursue research agendas that promised decisive advantages while remaining scientifically ambiguous. The story highlights the difference between evidence-based methods and wish-driven programs, and how fear can narrow the range of questions leaders are willing to ask, especially questions about consent, safeguards, and long-term harm. Secondly, Sidney Gottlieb and the machinery of secret science. Another major theme is the role of Sidney Gottlieb as both an individual actor and a product of a larger system. As a CIA chemist and program manager, he became a key organizer of projects that blended pharmacology, psychology, and covert operations. The book portrays how technical expertise can become power in security bureaucracies. A specialist who can translate leaders' desires into experimental protocols gains influence, budget, and latitude. Lissell also examines how secrecy changes the scientific process. When work is compartmented, peer review is limited, failures can be concealed, and ethical objections are easier to bypass. The narrative draws attention to the infrastructure that makes clandestine research possible, including front organizations, contracted laboratories, and relationships with outside professionals. This machinery enabled plausible deniability and created distance between decision-makers and subjects who bore the risks. By focusing on Gottlieb, the book invites readers to consider responsibility in bureaucratic harm, how much is driven by personal ambition or conviction, and how much by incentives that reward results, discretion, and loyalty. It also shows how a single manager can steer a program toward extremes when oversight is weak. Thirdly, methods, experiments, and the ethical collapse of consent. The book details how McCultra-related efforts pursued techniques intended to disrupt or reshape cognition and behavior, often with a troubling indifference to informed consent. Lissell describes the pursuit of drugs and procedures that might break down resistance, alter memory, heighten suggestibility, or produce confusion and dependence. The emphasis is not merely on what was attempted, but on the ethical shortcuts that became routine when secrecy and urgency dominated. Experiments could be framed as research even when subjects were not properly informed, when risks were poorly understood, or when settings were chosen for control rather than care. This theme underscores the gap between medical ethics and intelligence objectives. The book shows how the promise of a strategic breakthrough encouraged escalating experimentation, while the inherent unpredictability of psychological effects made harm more likely. It also explores how institutional culture can normalize boundary violations once small compromises are accepted, larger ones become easier to justify. For readers, this topic provides a case study in why consent is not a bureaucratic formality but a protective mechanism, and why human subjects research requires transparent protocols, independent review, and accountability structures that cannot be waived by appeals to national security. Fourthly, victims, fallout, and the long shadow of hidden programs. Lissell emphasizes the human consequences that turn MCultra from an abstract scandal into a tragedy. A key topic is how covert experimentation and clandestine operational testing can produce victims who struggle to prove what happened to them, especially when records are missing, destroyed, or classified. The book traces the ripple effects psychological injury, damaged families, reputational harm, and years of uncertainty for those affected. It also examines how secrecy complicates justice. When agencies control information, investigations can be partial, lawsuits can be constrained, and public understanding can remain fragmented. This creates a secondary harm, the sense that the state can act and then evade responsibility. The narrative considers how revelations about MKUltra contributed to distrust in government and medicine, particularly when universities, hospitals, or professionals appear entangled with intelligence priorities. The fallout is presented as both personal and civic individuals suffer directly, and institutions lose legitimacy. By centering the victims and the aftermath, the book encourages readers to see oversight not as a technical policy debate, but as a moral and social necessity, and to understand how hidden programs can shape public life long after the original decision-makers have moved on. Lastly, oversight, accountability, and lessons for modern intelligence. A final topic is the question of governance, how democracies can control secret agencies without crippling legitimate security work. Lasleel looks at the conditions that allowed MKUltra to persist, including limited congressional awareness, deference to executive claims, fragmented supervision, and an internal culture that treated secrecy as self-justifying. The book also highlights how accountability often arrives late, triggered by scandal, investigative journalism, or political shifts, rather than built into routine operations. This topic connects past to present by illustrating enduring tensions, innovation versus restraint, covert action versus transparency, and security imperatives versus civil liberties. The story suggests that strong oversight is not merely punitive but preventive, creating clear boundaries, documentation requirements, and independent review mechanisms that reduce the risk of mission creep. It also shows the importance of ethical training and institutional design, so that objections can be raised without career retaliation, and so that leaders cannot hide behind compartmentalization. Readers come away with a framework for evaluating modern claims about classified programs, recognizing warning signs such as vague goals, uncontrolled contracting, and a reliance on secrecy to substitute for evidence of effectiveness. In conclusion, this book suits readers interested in Cold War history, intelligence studies, political ethics, and the real-world consequences of secrecy, including students and general readers who want a narrative entry point into MKUltra without treating it as sensational trivia. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening critical thinking about institutional power, how fear changes decision-making, how bureaucracies reward risk-taking without accountability, and why consent and oversight matter even when leaders invoke urgent threats. Those lessons apply beyond intelligence to medicine, technology policy, and corporate governance, where secrecy and asymmetrical power can also enable abuse. Compared to many similar books that either reduce MKUltra to lurid anecdotes or spread ungrounded speculation, Lissell's approach stands out for its focus on context, systems, and consequences, using a biographical lens to clarify how the program operated and why it persisted. The emphasis on tragedy and civic fallout helps readers connect historical detail to enduring questions about democracy and human rights. If you want a carefully framed history that explains not only what was attempted but how it became possible, this book is worth buying as a sobering, structured account of a notorious program and its lessons. If you would like to support John Lissell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.